If you have a pew Bible in front of you, or if you have an app on your phone, you can find Isaiah 53, verse 6. In the pew Bibles, it's on page 742.
We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
Brilliant, thank you. I've got the Message version, which says, we're all like sheep who've wandered off and gotten lost. We've all done our own thing, gone our own way. And God has piled all our sins, everything we've done wrong, on him. Right, next one. You will notice a theme. Psalm 23, verses 1 and 2. You'll find it in your pew Bible on page 555. Some of you might not even need the Bible, because you know exactly what it says. Psalm 23, verses 1 and 2. Anybody found it? Yes?
The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters.
Oh, doesn't that sound good? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. There's nothing I lack. He makes me lie down in green pastures and leads me beside still waters. Luke chapter 15, verses 4 to 7.
Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Doesn't he leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbours together and says, rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep. I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who do not need to repent.
Brilliant, thank you. The one sheep is really important. Okay, last one. John chapter 10. It's on page 1076. John 10, verse 10 and verses 27 to 29.
The thief comes, able to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. My sheep, listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand.
Thank you. I am the good shepherd, Jesus says. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. And no one can snatch them out of my hand. Well, you may have noticed a little bit of a theme. Just a touch. I nearly wore my shirt that's got sheep on it, because I do have a clergy shirt with sheep, which I often wear, which I think is wonderful, but my colleagues think it was a bit mad. But then they put me in yellow today, so I don't know which is worse. Well, in Wales, we know a little bit about sheep, don't we? There are over 9 million of them in Wales. That's three times as many sheep as people. We certainly don't have to travel far, do we, to see sheep? Onto the Gower or into the Brecon Beacons. We can see plenty of sheep. Now, my aunt lives on a farm and she has sheep. One day we were sitting in her garden, and as we were chatting, one sheep started bleating very loudly. And without looking around, Maya just said, oh, that's Lucy. She said, she's heard my voice. Lucy knew Maya's voice. And Maya recognised Lucy's bleat. You see, Lucy was an orphaned lamb. And she was hand-reared. So she's a little bit special, our Lucy. Now, little bit later, Maya went to feed the sheep, and she shook her bucket of feed, and some of them came running, but others scattered. They ran away. Well, I thought, perhaps they're not hungry. But no, it wasn't that. Those were the neighbour's sheep. They live in the same field. But they weren't her sheep. Maya's sheep knew her. They knew her voice, and they came to her. I'm sure you can see some parallels between sheep and people. Let me tell you a little more about Lucy. There are times when Lucy has got into trouble. She's a bit spoilt because she was an orphan. And sometimes she's wayward and disobedient. And she's more than a bit stupid. She will scramble over hedges. She'll crawl under fences. She pushes her way through brambles and bushes. And in the process, she picks up all kinds of dirt and debris. She gets scratched, and her fleece is matted and torn. On occasion, she's invaded the vegetable garden. She's eaten cabbage and rhubarb, neither of which are the ideal fodder for sheep. Now, Lucy sometimes wanders off. But she doesn't just wander off by accident. Sometimes it's her own deliberate fault. She sees something she wants, and she goes off on her own way. She gets herself in a mess and ends up in a tangle, injured, tired, and hungry, and alone. The prophet Isaiah says, "We're all like sheep who've wandered off and gotten lost. We've all done our own thing, gone our own way." One day, a foggy, wet day, Maya went out to feed the sheep, but there was no sign of Lucy. She called, but she couldn't hear Lucy. She was worried because Lucy was so tame that she would always come when Maya called. So Maya was deeply concerned, and she felt that something must have happened, so she went off in search of her. Lucy had slipped into a ditch and got caught in the brambles. It was wet and muddy, and the more she struggled, the more she got caught up, and the more she was getting exhausted and dirty and wet. Eventually, Maya heard the distinctive bleating and climbed down into the ditch, carefully removing the brambles, and she set Lucy free. Now, getting into a ditch full of brambles and mud to help a frightened, struggling sheep is a messy business, and Maya had bruises and scratches to show for her efforts, as well as being wet, smelly, and dirty. We're all like sheep who've wandered off and gotten lost. We've all done things our own way, gone our own way, and God has piled all our sins, everything we've done wrong, on him, on Jesus. The Bible tells us that Jesus, the Good Shepherd, did exactly that for all of us lost sheep. He came down to our level, into the dirt and the mess of our lives. Into our world to save us, his lost and dying sheep. Without Jesus, the Good Shepherd, we have no hope. Jesus was bruised and beaten, and he died an agonizing death on the cross. I guess that for most of us, we've had times when we felt a bit lost. We don't start off with the intention of getting lost, but we wander a bit. We go our own way, because perhaps it feels like a shortcut to fulfillment and happiness. Perhaps we see something attractive which takes us away from the path. Sometimes we want God on our terms. We pray and we ask God to rubber stamp our ideas and our plans. But he wants us to have open hearts and open minds so that we can go where he leads and do what he has planned for us. There's perhaps another reason why we might wander away from the shepherd. Guilt and shame keep us at a distance from God. Remember in Genesis, Adam and Eve know that they've done wrong and they hide themselves. They hear him, but they're afraid to follow. I know there have been times in my own life when guilt and shame have kept me away from the shepherd. But surely that's why Jesus came, to take on himself the punishment of sin and the consequences of our wrongdoing, so that we could have a relationship with God without any fear or condemnation. The final reason we might lose sight of the shepherd is that we don't like what he's going to do to us. We don't like what he's going to say to us. He might lead us where we don't want to go. Like Jonah, who ran away from God's call, or the rich young ruler whom Jesus says should give up all his wealth to follow him. Sometimes what Jesus asks of us seems hard. God knows what's best for us. We may not see the big picture or be able to understand the reason why God leads us where he does. Psalm 23 says, he leads us through the valley of the shadow of death. He leads us beside still waters. Clear, refreshing water. Sometimes he even makes us lie down. I've got a final story about Lucy. Maya told me that when Lucy was heavily pregnant and about to give birth, she was huge. She was absolutely huge. She was expecting a very large lamb. But unfortunately, it was coming the wrong way into the world. It was coming backwards. And the poor ewe was frightened and in pain. She was calling out, but she was afraid to let Maya near her. Eventually, Maya had to lie her down in order to save the lives of both the ewe and the lamb. She had to make her lie down. Again, it was a messy business. Maya had to get down on the ground in the mud and the muck to intervene. And that's exactly what Jesus did. Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Doesn't he leave the 99 in the open country and go after his lost sheep until he finds it? And then when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbours together and says, "Rejoice with me, I found my lost sheep." Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand." Amen. Shall we pray? Perhaps you want to close your eyes and bow your head to cut out the distractions around you. There are times when we all feel lost and alone. Maybe you know that you've wandered from where you want to be. Maybe it seems like you can't hear the voice of the shepherd. Maybe you've never heard his voice. Jesus is the good shepherd who is searching for you. That's why he came into the world. He knows about all the stuff that entangles us, the wrong decisions we've made. He knows about our mess. And he longs to pick us up and take us safely home to the sheepfold. I'm going to pray, and it doesn't matter whether you've been a Christian for many years or you've never really thought about it until tonight. I'll pray line by line, and if you want, you can repeat it in the quietness of your heart. Father God, I know I've done many things wrong. I've gone my own way. I've made wrong decisions. I'm sorry for not putting you first. Thank you for sending Jesus, the Good Shepherd, to find me, to save me, and to bring me home. Please forgive me. Come into my life and give me a fresh start. Amen. If you prayed that prayer and you really meant it, God gives us a fresh start, whether it's the first time or the 101st time. You may have questions or concerns. Please do speak to one of us afterwards. We'd love to pray with you.